This headline podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is Andrew Schleck from The Athletic, and I come to you with breaking news. It's the beginning of NBA free agency, and we are bringing you the two biggest signings so far. I'm your host, Andrew Schleck, with me, Dave DeFore. Dave, let's first talk about the biggest signing. We say the biggest. It's the biggest amount of money that a team has spent so far in free agency. It's the Miami Heat. Dave, give us some details on this Miami Heat beginning of free agency.
Well, you know, they got their man in Kyle Lowry. They extended their man in Jimmy Butler. They re-signed their man in Duncan Robinson. And they brought back Dwayne Dedman. Oh, yeah. And they also signed PJ Tucker fresh off a championship in Milwaukee. That's a pretty big haul. Roughly $380 million in guaranteed contracts handed out in the first 45 minutes of free agency by the Miami Heat. That is epic. I did not know that the cruise industry was back like that. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that is wild. And they had an off year after their title run. So they went to the NBA Finals. They go out in round one against the Bucks this year. And they needed to retool. They needed to figure out what's next for them. And to bring this team together without having to give up anything. A lot of people assumed it was going to be a sign and trade back to Toronto to get this deal done. They didn't have to do that. They still get to keep Precious Achiuwa. They still get to keep all of their young players that they could piece together for a trade. Let's say a Bradley Beal actually becomes available in the next year or two. They still have some of that juice left in order to make a trade. So to me, it's really good on the front office for keeping their assets intact. And then using, I mean, if you have an area code like Miami, you have to use it. And not every single team in the NBA can go after free agents like this, can sign free agents like this. And this is one of the benefits of Miami. So you go out and you use it. And if you have an owner that's willing to pay, like the ownership group in Miami, this is the exact way that you build a basketball team and you keep your team going. So to me, like, it's like huge ups to the Miami Heat for what they've done so far.
Well, I mean, this is what's called pushing all your chips into the table. You know, they went for it. And you can't say that they sat around and kept the powder dry, which if you're a fan of the Miami Heat, that's all you want, right? And this isn't a team that has ever rested on its laurels. They're constantly pushing. They're in on every major free agent. So none of us should have been surprised when the initial reports came out that they were in on Kyle Lowry and the likely favorite and that he would want to play there. We've heard this for a couple of years now about the Heat. We know that he and Jimmy Butler are pretty close. He fits the Heat culture. And, you know, him and PJ Tucker, that's adding a couple of dogs to a team full of dogs. And I think that the Heat in particular after that series against the Bucks probably felt like they had gotten a little bit soft. Now you brought in two new dogs, and now the pack's got to catch up. So, I mean, I'm excited to see what they look like on the defensive end. I think the offense is going to be a little bit of a clunkier fit, especially when PJ, Jimmy Butler, and Bam are all playing at the same time. But Eric Spoelstra is a great coach, and they're going to figure this thing out. Not to mention, you got one of the best shooters in the league in Duncan Robinson. So, you know, you've got options.
Yep. And hoping for a bounce back year from Tyler Hero in the next year where there's more pressure on Hero to be good. They're not just going to hand him minutes at this point. So I think it's a good thing for him as well. Now, a lot of teams have prepared themselves for Kyle Lowry. A lot of teams wanted to make a pitch to him. Those teams really didn't get a chance. Philadelphia was one of them that wanted to make a pitch to him. The Dallas Mavericks were a team. The Pelicans were a team. All those teams are now kind of scrambling to figure out what they want to do. We've seen Devontae Graham go back to the Pelicans after they lose Lonzo, which seems like a big downgrade for them. We haven't really seen the Mavericks have brought back Tim Hardaway Jr., still looking for an upgrade for that team. So they're an interesting team to watch now that they don't have Lowry. You have the 76ers who need to do something. They brought back Korkmaz. They still have Ben Simmons on their team. What are they going to do? So a lot of questions for a lot of teams now that Kyle Lowry is off the board. Let's pivot to our second biggest signing, and I think it's Lonzo Ball going to the Bulls. I think that this is perhaps even an underrated move to some people, to more of the casual fan, because Lonzo is a really nice player, and I think he'll provide a lot of what the Bulls were missing in this past year. It's somebody that can help glue the team together. There's a lot of talented pieces that seem to almost be on islands. You have Vucevic, who didn't seem to mesh with Zach LaVine all that well. You bring in Lonzo, who will space the floor for both of them, who's a good passer, will help the team to play in transition a little bit more, a good rebounder as well. I think that he really helps fill in the gaps where their two stars don't quite make the mark.
He's a guy that doesn't need the ball, but still makes plays, right? Mm-hmm. And I think when you have those guys on your roster, they create wins for your team. I mean, this is just what he does. He's a winning player. You said he was a glue guy. He's a high-end glue guy. This is like Danny Green 2021. Mm-hmm. He can shoot the three. He is an incredible passer. I mean, we all know about the hit-aheads. But you look at some of the stuff that he does, even in the half court, which he's an underrated passer in the half court, I think, because his handle is looked at as weak. But his handle's not weak. He's a weak finisher, so he doesn't actually handle with that in mind. It's just a different thing. And so if you compare him with guys like Zach LaVine, I mean, I think Nikola Vucevic is going to benefit from having Lonzo Ball on the court. They also signed Alex Caruso. So now you've got two mm-hmm. guards that can really defend. And guard defense has been a problem for the Bulls for a while. But in particular, when Vuce is your center, you've got to have good point of attack defense. And now they've got two guys that you can trust, but one who's going to be in your starting lineup. Like, you know, you have a top flight defender out there. I just think Lonzo Ball is the perfect guy to play with LaVine and Vucevic. They're going to be a lot of fun. I'm not saying that they're going to be this year's Knicks, but they've got some potential for that. This is a better team than I think anybody's going to think going into training camp.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a rough end of the season, certainly. And there were lots of different factors that went into that. But I think some people are going to be a little surprised when the Bulls come back to play at the beginning of next season. So thanks so much for listening to our breaking news coverage. Go to the Athletic's headlines section for much more on this story. And to hear more, ask your Google Assistant to play news from The Athletic. You can also visit theathletic.com/headlinepod to save 33% on an annual subscription to The Athletic.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.